All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is it was already awesome because it was Friday, but it's also I Day. It's Isla Day. Little Isla. Not even little. What am I talking about?
Well, almost she's still 11. Little, yeah.
Yeah, but not, you know, not little like she used to be.
Right.
I knew she was going to be a cool kid at your wedding. You had this little dress on and stuff. And I was sitting at one of the tables and you were out on the dance floor and we caught each other's eyes and I gave you a wink and you went, and you winked back at me. I was like, that kid's a keeper. When she's six and she just winked back.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty good. That was a good one. Mm. All this week. Oh, before I get into this, you guys were making some noise about a water bottle you got over there. There's some situation with this.
So, when we were leaving today, my mom like packed like a whole lunch and then she gave me a water and she put my name on it. Like I wouldn't know it was mine.
Mm, mm-hmm. That's mom
what
instinct.
Moms do, yeah,
that's actually, you can't, Christina, I feel you. And, you know, don't get too cool for your mom. You know how much your mom loves you. I mean, you got a couple years coming up here where the eye rolling, you're going to be.
Well, sure. We're working on that this summer quite a bit. In fact,
already happening, Isla.
Well, like what I told you guys, that someone decided to try and find a quicker, faster way to make grilled cheese.
Oh, right. Aww. The toaster incident. Yes. Tell me all about this. What were you thinking? Walk me through your thought process on that. You were like, this will be faster.
So then she has a certain side of the toaster. Like her food, we try to keep it separate from the junk food that we eat.
Right, that makes
so
sense.
That
she's, right.
Her food's clean. In her side of the toaster now, though, that got ruined by
there's
this.
There's a bunch of burnt cheese.
So she put her toast on the other side of the toaster. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but I was like, what's going on? Why are you doing? She goes, that side smells now. And I went, it's ruined.
When I put down the thing to toast the toast, there's like this weird smell that comes up and it starts like smoking. So
might be time for a new toaster.
Yeah, I think on the way home, we're getting a new toaster. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't know that there was still, you know, ramifications from the.
Maybe two separate toasters, too. So that
maybe.
And a backup for the pantry, for the next time you try to, you know, toast cheese.
We won't try that again. Yeah. We're not doing that again.
That's pretty funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hysterical.
And also kind of embarrassing.
Kind of. But you could always just go, look, I'm 10.
Right.
That's
what I was getting at, which is we're in one of those, we're at that part of life where there's a lot of learning. There's a lot of lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Things get a little hard and you know, but that's it. That way for everyone.
For mom and dad.
We're
learning how to deal with the whole human unto herself.
Growing up is hard.
It is hard. It's but it goes really fast. Like you wouldn't believe how long you're fully grown for. Like you spend your whole youth going, I want to be a grown woman. I want to make decisions for my, and then you get to. And then that's the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And so don't rush don't rush this part where someone's got you at all times.
Mm. Okay.
And we'll remind you to brush your teeth because pretty soon you're going to have to remind yourself to brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All this week, Alice has your chance to win your share of $100,000, like $100,000.
Wow.
That's good money.
Yeah. Well, we're split. Yeah, I know. We're splitting it up into $1,000 segments. But to win one, all you need is the Odyssey app. It's free.
Odyssey.
That's right. Log in, listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. And just like that, you got a daily entry for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. Five $1,000 winners every week a day. Okay, quickly. There are trailers up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all of these movies. Here's what's new in theaters. My Penguin Friend, which as soon as I started reading this, I thought, well, I won't see that because that would make me cry. It sounds great. Did you ever see My Octopus Teacher?
I did.
It's a documentary about this guy who befriends an octopus, and it's real. It's crazy. You can't even believe he can hold his breath as long as he can, and it's just, it's amazing. So I thought immediately, I'm like, oh, and it's like that. It's a reenactment. It's a guy named Jean Reno plays a Brazilian fisherman who rescues an injured penguin that was nearly killed by an oil spill, nurses it back to health, and surprises everyone with the strength of their bond. And it's based on the true story of Dindim, the penguin, who travels 5,000 miles every year to come back and visit the guy who saved him. Right? I was like, I felt little pricks in my eyes like, oh no, that sounds so touching.
I don't
touching.
Need to go in knowing I'm going to cry. It's bad enough that I cry in cartoons. I don't need that.
No, I was actually like, oh my God, he makes the trip. He remembers. I'm like, that is the coolest. It's such a cool story. It's a real thing, apparently. How long does a penguin live? Like, how bummed out are you the year he doesn't come back? Like, that's the year you really cry, right?
He might have made a wrong turn.
Or he didn't. Or he grew old.
What did Bugs Bunny used to say? I made a wrong turn.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know that one?
I don't. I'm sorry.
He's always heading to Pismo Beach.
Oh.
You know, digging underground.
Yes. Yeah.
I must have made a wrong turn I can't remember.
Anyway, there's the trailer for that, My Penguin Friend. It's rated PG. It's in movie theaters this weekend. There's also something called Skincare. And I was telling you about this. It's a Elizabeth Banks movie, which I love her. Did you ever see the Pitch Perfect movies?
Mm-mm.
Maybe they're a little bit old for you.
I've like heard of the songs.
Yeah. Oh my God. Those movies, they are a little bit adult. I don't know what they're rated, but mm-hmm. She's just great. I think she even directs one of them, and she's a...
Elizabeth Banks.
And she's very funny. She just has that dry... I just really like her sense of humor. So she plays a celebrity skincare expert who becomes increasingly unhinged after becoming convinced that a rival esthetician is trying to sabotage her business and destroy her life. It's I think this is a horror movie, is what I...
A skincare horror movie.
Yes, it's called Skincare. Well, I think that she gets like, I got to eliminate the competition. Like maybe she's I think it's like one of those kind of movies. Mm. But it's rated R, so.
Oh.
And the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And then there's, if you are an Alien fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Our dog is named Ripley.
Well, there are more xenomorphs in your future then. A group of young colonists. This is called Alien Romulus.
Okay.
It's in limited release. Which I don't even know what that means anymore. It used to be just, you know, it's premiering in LA and New York, but limited release, they say it's rated R. Excuse me. A group of young colonists sneak aboard a derelict space station to scavenger steal whatever equipment they can find and find themselves running from a xenomorph. You know, the alien. Have you ever seen that alien? Has this sort of like long, elongated carapace and like mouth that has another mouth that comes out through it. It's all like skeletal and
she's not
alien.
Seeing that yet, but she will.
It's like that. Someday you will. You almost got named after the hero of that. Mm-hmm. And then your sister almost got named after the hero. And then your dog did get named after the hero.
Ripley was the name I've
get
always liked.
Get away from her, you.
But when your mom was in bed holding you, and I was like over in this little spot that I was sitting in after you were born, mm-hmm. and she goes, her name's Isla. And I went, wait. And I picked up these pages and I'm like, what's it? That's not on any of these.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, and she just pulled it out of thin air. Mom knew. And I went, all right, well.
That's funny.
There you go.
The name thing is such a fun thing. Yeah, forget Ripley. Well, you could have named Edie Ripley. That was your turn to name. But Edie's very cute.
But I like Edie.
I like that they both have four-letter names, too.
You know what I really like is they're both super yellable. Not yellable in a way that I'm yelling at them, but like, Edie!
Yeah, I don't really. I can't really think of a name that you wouldn't be able to yell.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Yelling is kind of your thing.
Yeah.
Like your forte.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm loud. I get it.
Yeah. Are you ever loud like the way that your dad's loud?
Yeah.
Do people say indoor voice, Isla, please?
They never say indoor voice, but I can tell.
Oh. Because they go,
Their hair goes.
Yeah. Because my dad will be downstairs and he'll be like, Isla. Your food is ready. And I'll be like, okay, I'm coming.
Yeah, she's got it. Mm. She's loud.
Yeah.
All right, listen, before we run out of time, I need to hear this Matthew Perry story.
Yeah, I'm we need to stop talking so much about stuff then.
Right.
Okay, so Alien Romulus, that's out. All these trailers are up. There's a couple things on TV this weekend. The streaming premiere of the Mad Max prequel Furiosa, that's the Anya Taylor-Joy one. That trailer's up. And Chris Hemsworth is in that as well. The Union, this is that Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry movie. It's on Netflix. That trailer's up. The Sydney Sweeney movie. It's called The Immaculate. Mm-hmm. It looks like a horror movie where she goes and joins a convent, or she's hiding in a convent. So that is on Hulu starting tonight. And preseason football on Sunday, 8 o'clock on Fox. Although that might be Eastern time. Niners and the Saints.
Go Niners.
Yeah. Okay. Five people have been charged in Matthew Perry's death, including these doctors who just had the most inappropriate exchange of text messages. Not just inappropriate, like just damning.
It's just callous. It's just sickening.
Horrible.
Like, I read a little bit about this and was like, yeah, press charges hard.
Have you ever watched Friends, Isla?
The Friends, TV show
Friends is a sitcom. It was on, it's like, I don't know, had like a 9 or 10 year run. And, you know, maybe someday you'll, you know, watch it start to finish it. So much stuff came out of it. And one of the characters on there is a guy named Chandler Bing, and he's funny. It's, you know, how annoying can you be?
And he's funny, and you wouldn't be able to, but that is a show that once you've watched a few episodes, you join that sort of family and you follow them.
They've all got their little quirks, and it's like, you know, any fun TV show that you're watching. Mm-hmm. So he was a big star, and during the filming of that, he had an addiction problem. So he said, because he's passed, there were a couple seasons there. He doesn't remember anything about them. He doesn't remember filming them. And even visibly, he went from just a regular sized guy to an extremely emaciated looking human. You could kind of tell something was going on with him, but he was pulling it off. I mean, he was acting, and I certainly never guessed the depths of what he was going through. So he passed recently. I want to say it was maybe October or something like that. And he was alone in the middle of the day and had taken some drugs and passed out and was found in his pool.
Oh, that happened during the day, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was at night. Okay.
No, I think it was he had just gone and played pickleball or something, right? So when officials first announced that they were investigating his death, this is Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing, and they were also, so his death and where he got the ketamine that killed him, it was actually a little, I felt like, okay, it's unclear if they'll ever get anywhere with this. I don't know who they're going to point the finger at, but they've got five fingers pointed at a bunch of different people. One of the people is his live-in personal assistant. All of them played roles, they say, in Matthew's addiction to ketamine. He was apparently using this. He'd found a doctor who was microdosing him, like giving him a little bit of
a therapy, right? And I don't know how that was even happening. But what I will say is that in general, I think you're responsible for what you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, when you look at the title doctor and the callous, sickening dealing to a person who has money but is famously addicted.
It's so clear you're selling to an addict.
Right.
And you're a doctor selling and getting all the money you can for it.
Right. So I'm sure you're going to get to that at some point here, but there's a lot of damning evidence in the text messages.
So I'm starting with this 59-year-old assistant. The guy's name is Kenneth Iwamasa. He has pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine causing a death, because they're saying all these people played a role in Matthew's addiction. He had that sort of under the guise of, oh, it's therapy, to this extreme anesthesia level amounts. So two doctors were also charged. One of them is Salvador Plasencia of Santa Monica, and the other one is Mark Chavez of San Diego. The two doctors discussed Matthew's desire for ketamine in a text exchange together last September, a month before he died. Plasencia asked Chavez, "I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out." Plasencia also taught the assistant how to inject the ketamine into Matthew and told Chavez, the other doctor in this text exchange, that process was like a bad movie. Which I don't know if he means that Kenneth, the assistant, wasn't getting it or was unable to find a van. I don't know what he's getting
at. I don't know either, but it's all bad. They were conspiring.
These two doctors
mm-hmm.
provided Matthew Perry with about 20 vials of ketamine in the month leading up to his death. Now, I don't know how much is in a vial. And he paid them $55,000 in cash.
What?
Yes. That might not have been the ketamine that killed him. Because listen, you can get your ketamine. Anyone who's got some cash hanging out and an addiction, there's someone there waiting to fill your prescription. The fourth person who was charged. So now we've got the personal assistant, the live-in personal assistant, these two doctors. This fourth person is an acquaintance of Matthew Perry's named Eric Fleming, who reached out to a major underground seller known as the Ketamine Queen to get more ketamine. That person, Jasmine Sangha, is the fifth person charged. She knew the ketamine could be fatal. In fact, in 2019, this is her part of the story. In 2019, a man overdosed on ketamine that she provided. Afterward, a family member sent a text to her saying, "The ketamine you sold my brother killed him. It's listed as the cause of death." After that, prosecutors say that this ketamine queen Googled, "Can ketamine be listed as the cause of death?" The answer is yes, which she found out. Over the course of 2 weeks, she sold 50 vials of ketamine to Matthew for about $11,000 in cash. She provided them through the acquaintance, who's also charged. He coordinated the sales with the assistant, Kenneth. On October 28th of last year, the assistant injected Matthew with at least three shots of ketamine using syringes provided by the moron, the guy who said the moron thing. Matthew was found unresponsive in his pool later that day.
The thing is a doctor would have, I mean, I'm sure there's ways to game any system, but a doctor would have to either provide a prescription and there's, but I don't think you can get it that way. Like, this seems like.
No, they became drug dealers for this guy. They had access somehow to vials of, because that's the thing. It's got to be a controlled substance. I mean, we're not.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Is
how do you figure that out?
I don't know. I mean, Deepak, my friend, would probably know this better than any of us, but it's one of those things where if he's got it, then it's known how much he's got and where did some of this go? Right?
Yes. You would think there'd be some kind of an inventory. That may be how they figured out exactly what he, although maybe that's all in the text messages too. These two idiots.
Well,
busy calling other people morons.
We definitely get to thinking that our communications in our phone is private.
Yeah.
And these people are finding out the hard way. Like, no, they're not, dude. Yeah.
And you can have deleted the message and it's still sitting on a server somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in. So despite all these charges and all the people who are getting hauled in on this, Matthew's death has been ruled an accidental overdose from, quote, the acute effects of ketamine. A rep for the DEA says Matthew Perry's journey began with unscrupulous doctors who abused their position just because they saw him as a payday.
Yeah.
And it ended with street dealers who sold him ketamine in unmarked vials. So none of this brings him back. It's a terrible, tragic, sad tale that I'm sorry to report on today. I really didn't know whether or not there would be charges brought. I'm glad
there
are.
It's hard to believe, but then when you hear what they were up to, it becomes very clear that they were being callous and dealing to someone who was likely to kill himself with it. And that's where I feel like, yeah, well, please put them out of business and put them into, let them do some time. And in the article they brought up, that I was reading anyway, they brought up the guy who was doing Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Conrad Murray. Is that the guy's name?
That is.
He was giving Michael Jackson a drug that should never have been administered and doing it daily.
Oh my God. To put him to sleep every night. It was bound to get him.
So, yeah.
It's, you know, to me, it's so, like, to go through whatever you've gone through to become a medical doctor. It's an arduous journey. And people do emerge from that with debt a lot of times. So it is possible that they're like, okay, a quick payday, fine. But it just seems like you're throwing away everything that you've worked hard for. Like, I like to think of doctors as being like the best of us. Good people who care about others
and want to do
no harm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is clear. They've thrown that in the garbage.
Right. And what did I say? $55,000, I think, for 20. I mean, that's just.
Well, for cash, I mean, we all pay our taxes on everything we make.
Right.
So if someone says, yeah, I'll give you cash so you don't have to, no one will know.
Right.
All right.
It's just really sad.
It wouldn't be worth it to me, but clearly it was worth it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know. It's really sad.
Very.
I'll end with this. I personally think it's too soon. I don't know if Isla can still hear me. I was sort of saving this one for her. It doesn't look like it. Frozen 3.
Yeah.
It's in the works. And it's going to hit theaters over Thanksgiving 2027.
Okay.
Is that really something? Don't you feel like it's a little soon? I mean, it's so far out in the future.
Well, no. What happened was they waited too long to do part 2.
Oh.
Like that moved.
How long was it between?
Let me look. But I'm going to guess 10 years.
Oh, my God.
I could be wrong, but hold on. Frozen. Let's see what comes up. Frozen 1 was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen 2.
2019. So six years.
Okay. So well, not quite 10, but still, it felt like.
So
for
years later, it's going to be Frozen 3.
For anyone that started their kid on Frozen 1 and then watched it 200,000 times, they're like me, thinking, please, another one.
Right.
Give us something else.
What year was Isla born?
2013.
Oh. And the first one came out?
In 2013.
In 2013. So actually right around her, November 27th. 2013.
So right around her birth.
I would say we watched it,
but it was red hot the whole time.
Oh my God.
The toys, the songs, the whole thing was going so that when she finally watched it, she was hooked and we watched it a million times.
Yeah. And all the merch was still readily available.
And we got tons of toys that sang.
Let it go. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So if you've been, you know, holding your breath, you've got 3+ years more to wait. I just thought it was so funny. I'm like, oh, whoa, Frozen 3 is coming out in 3+ years. Okay. Thanks for the heads up, I guess.
That's one of those franchises that they really, like, I don't think they did right by Cars. I think Cars got the movies after 2, 3 was, one was spectacular.
It's so hard to reach that same bar.
Like the perfect movie.
I know.
And
they've done it with Toy Story. The Toy Story
agreed.
Has stayed at a level that is just, it's never been a disappointment. And they've introduced incredible, cool, fun new things. Cars, I loved 1. I loved 2. And I don't even know if I ever went back. My kids got older though, you know, and we weren't sitting around watching Pixar movies anymore.
Yeah, well, we are.
Yeah.
And 3 is not as good as the other 2. And even people will tell you 2 is not as great. I like 2, though.
I like 2 as well.
But all I'm saying is, yeah, this is a huge franchise for them.
Yep.
Get it right.
Yeah. Well, you've got 8 years to do it total. So hopefully it will be right. Okay, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Friday fast facts and pictures of your food after these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Lo, 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 lo. It's Friday. So happy it's Friday.
Me too.
It's sunny out, Vinny. Look at that. Oh, so pretty. Super pretty. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I have been a busy bee today. There are 1,000 new links up there. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated by checking out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Summer is the perfect time to see what's new at the Oakland Zoo. Travel to wild Australia to see emus and wallaroos. When you hop aboard the zoo's new electric train, locomotive powered by Fremont Bank Foundation. The foundation's community. I don't know how to say
it. You can do it!
Philanthropic?
That's it!
Yes.
Efforts help the train come to life. Choo choo! Find out more about the foundation at fremontbank.com today.
If only we had video in here. She's voguing.
Yeah.
Isla's here, everybody. If you're just joining us,
that's
Vinny's
my
little
kid,
girl.
Everyone.
His eldest.
Yeah.
Isla's been hanging out all morning.
Good job, honey. Okay, you
Very
can go
good.
Do your thing now.
Or you can just stay right there. Don't let him kick you out.
Weather today is much like yesterday, very warm in the 80s. It was hot at my house, actually. You know, we didn't hit 90, but we were at like 89.
Yeah, it was a warm one for sure.
More of that today.
I'm excited. There's nothing I like more than just a nice warm Friday night when I don't have to wake up at 3 a.m. the next day.
The best news is when I don't have to bring up any place that's on fire, but this is good news that the park fire that has been burning for a while now has actually reached almost 50% contain. So that's good news for the people who
have houses near there.
Yeah.
And lives.
And you know, there are people up there whose house burned years ago.
Right.
And then they rebuilt and now it burned again. Like at that point, you got to say to yourself, I guess, it's time to just find another spot. It's very sad.
It's really
especially
sad.
If that's where you grew up and you love it there.
Right.
Which I understand that. I do.
Well, and these days, I mean, like insurance has become the thing, you know?
Oh my God. I've meant to tell you this.
Oh, tell me.
So insurance here in the state of California is difficult, especially if you're even on the outskirts of some wooded area.
Yep.
You will find your bill doubling. And they'll even do this thing, which we've had to do, which is the California Fair Plan, which means you've got another insurance through the state supplementing the insurance that they won't give you.
Right.
The company that you deal with. I have friends that are now just insuring the remaining amount on their mortgage rather than insuring their whole house because it's gotten too expensive.
Oh.
Which is not.
As in, I don't want to keep making payments on a thing that doesn't exist anymore and I can't afford to insure it. So I want to make sure that I'm not paying on an empty lot.
You just confused me, but maybe I confused you. They own a house.
Yep.
They have a more remaining mortgage of half of whatever the house is worth. That's all they're doing the insurance to. So they would not probably be able to rebuild their house. Because their only insurance covers the mortgage.
But what I'm saying is that money comes in and then they pay off the mortgage.
And then they're done.
They're not making house payments on an empty lot.
Right.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, we are. We just said it differently.
I said it longer.
But hearing that, I just was so bummed. I understand that you are gambling in that scenario and it's terrible. So I know that Sacramento, I've read in the paper, they're working on it, but that is, to me, doesn't feel like an option. And yet there are people who are saying, I'm not paying $10,000 for 1 year of insurance.
Right.
So I hope that we come to a conclusion here. Well, that's what I'm saying. These people they're having to gamble. Right. They're saying to themselves, it's just not, I can't.
Right. Because the cost to rebuild is just, it's a lot more than you owe in your house.
So I'm sad to report that part of the story, but the park fire now that has been burning for over a week, I believe, it's about half contained. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
How about fast facts?
Oh, I love fast facts. Oh, I...
Two people won the $1 million prize on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? The superintendent of public schools for the state of Georgia... And the winner of the 2006 Nobel Prize in Physics, who's a professor at UC Berkeley.
Oh.
Boy, I should have looked that up.
Well, I really do think that that's as it should be. I would like those people to be smarter than fifth graders.
Let me see if I can name call this person. Hold on.
Isn't Isla about to be a fifth grader? I'm going to find a quiz and the two of you are going to take it.
George F. Smoot, 61.
He's
the leader of research team that was able to image the infant universe, revealing a pattern of minuscule temperature variations, which evolved into the universe we see today. And he had been awarded the 2006 Nobel Prize for Physics and also is, in fact, smarter than a fifth grader.
That is great news. I want that for my Nobel Prize winners. Be smarter than fifth graders.
Two people, one. $500,000. They're famous. Ken Jennings of Jeopardy fame.
Oh.
Mm. Won the $500,000 prize on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Okay.
and Gene Simmons of Kiss fame.
They do say he's really smart.
He makes money. Mm. He's also very famously said, I don't have any friends. Which tells you how he treats people, but...
So he's not smart enough to keep people, supportive people around him. Shannon Tweeden looks like a captive. I don't know. He's
that
got
is
kids.
Terrible when someone says, I don't have any friends. I somehow talk...
That could be trust issues. That could be, I'm famous and I've been famous a really long time and people have let me
disagree.
Down and I don't let people in.
He's also jerky, though.
Yeah, he is really jerky. He's just very... It's like a cocksure thing, you know, like he just looks down his nose at everybody, it seems like. And it turns out smarter than a fifth grader. So
yeah, it's pretty smart.
Got a leg to stand on there.
When Disneyland first opened, it had a lingerie shop on Main Street. It only lasted 6 months.
It
doesn't seem. The Wright brothers
thing to put on there
had two older brothers, Royklin and Lauren.
Oh, what'd they ever do?
They were not part of the whole flying thing. Royklin and Lauren, you don't know them. They're Wright brothers, too, but you don't know them.
They were the dumb ones.
They also had a sister named Catherine.
Oh, a lot of kids in that family. Those are the days of the big families. Mm-hmm. You needed people to work on the farm, so you have more kids.
These are fast facts, everyone. Cameron's main motivation for making Titanic was to get the studio to pay for him to dive down to the real Titanic's wreckage.
I've heard that.
If it hadn't been for that, he says he didn't, quote, particularly want to make the movie.
You know what's funny about it? He did make a movie about himself diving down there. And in the actual movie Titanic, they're on an expedition to go there to dive down. Like, so they used all this stuff that he just wanted to do.
Right.
Like, in the film.
By the way.
It's kind of genius.
And I don't have it in front of me. I can't even think of the name. Is it the Triton? That submersible?
Yes.
That little thing that they were calling a submarine, which that was went, not a submarine.
It went splat at the bottom.
Oh, dear God. Did that spill?
Nope. Everything's okay. I know.
There's a $50 million lawsuit being aimed at that company.
Well, they killed all those people.
Mm-hmm. There's one of the big parts of that story was they knew before it happened. They knew. And iPhone contains 75 different chemical elements, which is about 2/3 of the elements on the periodic table.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And it leads me to the Spanish man who's collected. We've talked about these collections. What was it? The potty cups.
Yes. The bedpan.
The bedpan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This Spanish man has collected 3,615 different cell phones.
Oh, how many? 3,000 something?
615 cell phones.
All different kinds. Oh,
He has a fondness for the old Nokia phones.
Oh, but didn't you and I both have those Nokias? They were sort of like a wedge-shaped brick and the thing flipped down and pull out the antenna.
I also had one that was just a little teeny Nokia. It was just a little straight phone.
Oh, and it had just that little nub of an antenna on there.
Yep,
it's funny. Those, you know what one I loved was my BlackBerry. I loved my BlackBerry.
I loved the
keyboard. And
my first cell phone was this company's cell phone, though. It was a Pac Bell phone.
Oh.
Before Pac Bell said, we're not going to be in phone business anymore.
Yeah.
We're selling to AT&T. Have a good one. But our phone was Pac Bell, and Pac Bell member sponsored the stadium when it first opened. Right.
Yeah. I was sorry to see that go because I really thought Pac Bell Park was, I liked the sign. I liked everything about it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, they're already changing the name of the place.
Right.
Anyway, that phone is what I did a lot of our running around the streets on back when you could do that.
Yep. Back when you could put people on the air.
The Pac Bell phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy has collected 3,000 phones. Will he ever see a return on that?
He might.
Why?
Actually. Well, because people are very nostalgic about stuff. I don't know that anyone would buy the whole collection from him, but you might buy something. Don't they say that people who have original iPhones in packaging can sell them for just buku bucks?
If you knew to do that.
But if he decided, I'm going to collect these things, he might. Are they all used Or are they packaged?
I'm looking at them and they all appear to be on the wall unpackaged. But I'm going to guess this guy must have some packaged. Right. Anyway, crazy.
Incredible. That's a lot of phones.
3,615 phones.
Everybody's
taken
got
up.
Their thing.
You know, I had my old boss in Oregon had, he didn't have kids at the time. And his house in one room along all the walls going from floor to ceiling was his CD collection.
Oh my God.
He's a radio guy.
I know that guy too.
A radio guy. Of course he has all the CDs. Has all of them. And so the whole room was just along, you walk into the middle and look at her.
Right.
Spinning in a circle. CDs, floor to ceiling. Four walls.
And that's, it's, which is incredible. And it was a worthy thing to collect for sure. And now I have all those on my phone.
Right.
I mean, I get it. You got the rare European import on the one Oasis single from 1994 that you, whatever.
In a poll, most people say phones should be kept out of sight in a restaurant.
I agree with that.
There are three exceptions. One of them is a brief photo of you and your person that you're eating with, a photo of the food, and taking an urgent call. Oh my God, it's the babysitter. Hello?
Well, you should get up and get out of the restaurant. I would also argue that a lot of places now, you get your menu by scanning the QR code and then you're looking at the menu on your phone.
You do that a lot?
I do. QR code? I can pay for stuff with that too. They put the bill down. There's a QR code. I'm like, oh, I can pay for it right here. Boom. Apple Cash. Let's go.
One of the places we eat at has started doing that.
It's great. I love it.
It's one thing to have your phone on the table for the whole meal at home, but not when you're out to eat, they say. A new poll on restaurant etiquette says 80% of people say that should be out of sight. Keep that in your pocket or your purse or your...
It just depends on how casual the meal is. Like if you're out with your family, it's just not as big a deal. And if you're out on a date, though, please put that thing away. I mean, what are you looking at your Tinder account? You're on a date.
Well, one of the things I would argue...
A better option just popped up. I'm going to...
For the person that's busy looking around the restaurant and being mad at the person looking at their phone, well, you're looking at the person looking at their phone.
Right.
How about you pay attention to the person across from you then? Smart guy.
Right. Sometimes when you look up in a room from away from your phone, you realize, oh, we're all looking at our phones. I can sit here and stare and check out what that chick's got going on. I mean, look at that guy's hair over there. What's that guy thinking?
What that chick's got
Whatever.
Going on.
I don't know what she's got going on. Look at those boots. Cute.
You said boots?
Boots. Okay. You got cute boots on. What? What did you think I said?
I don't know.
Your daughter's right there. I said boots.
Right. Mm. Anyway, people still feel like, though, that you can take a picture of your food. I would say, nah.
I like taking pictures of the food.
You don't need to, though.
I like it. My mom likes to see that. She's always sending me pictures of her food, so I send her pictures of mine.
Do you take it a picture of it, you know, how it ends up as well?
I don't. Oh. But sometimes, though, I've begun eating. And I go, oh, this is delicious. I better take a picture of this before it's gone so my mom can see it. Here you go, Mom.
Ellie wants to see a picture of what you're eating.
She does. She likes that.
She doesn't.
Yes, she does. And she sends me pictures of food, too. All the time.
Lots you and your mom exchange.
Everybody does. And John will also send my mom pictures of food because he will, when he makes something, he wants to show her what he made. He's like, oh, Ellie will love this. And she will. She's like, oh, my goodness. What did you do there? What's happening?
When it comes to, this is some restaurant, you know, info about etiquette. Let's see. If you're on a date, 68% of people believe that the person who initiated the date should pick up the check. Absolutely.
Okay.
But it's perfectly acceptable and considerate for the other person to offer to split it. When it comes to splitting, the most popular way to do it in the South is to have the server divvy it up.
Oh,
based on each person's order.
That seems like a lot of work.
I feel like if you ask the person to do that, they'd go, are you nuts?
Yeah, I have 15 tables I'm taking care of here, and I don't remember what you got, so.
In the Northeast, most people prefer to either have the bill split evenly among all the guests or just opt for the simplicity of one person paying and everyone else pays them back on Venmo or something.
Yes. Because, and I think that that's kind of the way, I think I've told you this before, me and all my cousins, And my brother and sister, just like, you know, the seven cousins and our spouses all went out to dinner one time. And it was a huge bill. There were 14 people at this thing. And just everybody had a significant other with them. This huge bill comes. And I said, hey, let's just split it 14 ways. Like, let's all just put in for that. And my cousin stood up and said, I can't afford to do that. I've got a Coke and a salad, and that's what I'm paying for. And he, with a 15% tip and whatever the tax is, she's a professor. So she knew exactly how much she owed. And so, and I realized, and she was mad. Like, I'm saying it very nicely. She was mad. Like, no, we're not splitting this 14 ways. I barely ate anything because I can't afford to. And I felt like that's something I need to be cognizant of going forward in my life, because that was actually, that was perfectly appropriate for her to say.
It was appropriate for her to say, but I also would argue, and this is just how I am. I can't speak for everybody. When I can't afford to go out to eat and just be casual about it, I don't go out to eat. And I know that many people would say, but your family, and I would, or whatever, you should be, are you kidding? It's just me.
Right.
I always am very incredibly careful about where I put myself when I can't afford to put myself places.
Well, she came right out with, I can't afford to pay for what I got. She was mad because we were all drunk and she doesn't drink.
Oh,
and
so there's another.
There were a lot of pieces going on here. But I did, you know, I never do that anymore. I never say, let's just split it up. I always say, someone can pay it. Everybody look at what they owe, or we can just all split it. However you guys want to do it. I'm not going to be the one who's insisting that we split it right down the middle.
6-5, our text number is 800-400-3697.
You know what? I have it over here. There's just no way I would get to it in time.
650 says, a lot of restaurants will require you to scan the QR code just to see the menu. So your phone's out now because of the restaurants. You got them there.
Sometimes it's embedded in the table. Like,
you
there
got
it
them
is.
There, no question.
I like it.
My landlord just got dropped from his insurance for his small sixplex. They came by and checked out the...
Oh my God, really?
They listed several issues.
Potential fire.
Including the railing for the top units, and they were looking for any excuse. It's crazy. Jessica San Mateo, app listening. Good job, Jessica.
Thank you, Jess. Wow.
It's really...
Well, they don't want to insure you anymore.
It's really hard out there.
Right. It's gotten upside down.
When I heard that about some friends of mine, I really was like just, I don't know what the term is, just, I guess, just straight up bummed. I just thought, that is not... If you've been like gambling with your life savings... sucks. That's not the American dream, because to find yourself going, well, I don't think a fire will hit here and we really can't afford. So let's just do what we, the such a bare minimum that it would be,
you'd lose that investment.
All
of your number one investment in your life is the house that you own. Like, the equity is the part that's yours. Like, it's, and now the part you owe is the only part that you can insure. So that you just, it's an outright loss. Everything you put down on it.
I heard that.
It's horrible.
Oh, that's the get by. I hate that get by.
It's terrible.
916 says, Vinny, insurance is also killing HOA fees. The HOAs need to get insurance for the common areas. You have stories of HOA fees going from $200 to $300 to $1,000 a month in some neighborhoods. Gulp.
Yeah.
There's more of those, but let's skip and find out what's coming up in the trash.
Well, I'm hoping to find like a sample quiz for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We're going to put you and Isla to the test, I think.
Oh, no.
See what we can do.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.